Hi, everybody. Welcome to Growing Up Indigo on BBS Radio Station 1, where if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS. And I just have to tell you that before you do like a show, we have something that's kind of like you can call it and test yourself on the line to see if your mic is working or not. And I did, and I heard my voice, and I sounded so nasal and so from like Brooklyn, Long Island, Queens. And the person is automated, but she's got this perfect English accent. And I just felt like, could you please do my show for me? And I was like, is this really what I sound like? And it is. Sorry about that, guys. Nothing I can do. So, I just wanted to let everybody know, you know, BBS has been on for a very long time. And I was just looking at some things, and they play, you know, your music, songs, artists, musicians, bands, and you can just go, you can enter in, you can call them, you can email Don. He's here right now. You can, he's working, but I mean, of course he would, you can email him your music. And so I'm going to, let's see, Doug@bbsradio.com. He is the co-founder and the CEO and the engineer and the producer, and he's a great guy. So, I mean, email him. If you've got something that you really want played, you do it, because BBS is on all the time. So, as promised, today is all about you. And I have to say, because whenever we have, you know, two shows, three shows in a row that have guests on it or something like that, I can't wait until I'm alone, and I'm going to say this, until I'm alone with you. And I know that sounds strange, but it's true. I never did this to do interviews or free readings even. It was always just to talk to whoever was out there. So I miss you so much when I have people on. So before I start doing readings, and I have about 8 readings today, and I think it's going to be good because it's a good pace for me. I get to do them fully and I don't rush, but it's a good number to do. Before I do them though, I want to tell you what I want to do for the next few weeks, and I am so excited. I'm thrilled, as a matter of fact. I'm not kidding. So there is an astrologer named Martin Shulman. And if anyone knows anything about astrology, he is like the founder. Well, he's not the founder. What am I saying? He is, I think, what people learn on first. Sort of like Seth. Yes, I have to say it. So I was just lucky that the things I learned on in the beginning were wonderful people, and only because I'm so old that those were the only people around. And that's the truth. I'm looking at something. The book that I like picked up was 1975. Yeah. And that was when I was learning this stuff. So the book that I have been looking for ages was the book that I'm getting right now, and it's about the North Nodes. And I learned so much about myself in this book that I never forgot it. And that's also because I read it over and over and over again, because there was really nothing else for me to read about myself back in 1975. And I have been looking to give it to you. Let me just read a little thing from some people back in the day not that really long ago on what they say about it. I'm not a professional astrologer, but have had readings done by them and have wondered how they knew about the nodes in general, as there are a few books that even touch on the subject, and where info on reincarnation astrology was found. This book covers both subjects and helped me understand myself and others so much better. I would recommend this book to anyone interested in these subjects, and the fact that it's exceptionally easy to read and understand is a big plus. So that's one person. Let's see. I can't believe there will be a deeper, more reviewing way in astrology to tell us why this and that happened to us. In years, I felt that way of predicting your fortune in astrology are so narrow-minded, boring, and non-spiritual awakening at all. But now I found the real gold mine of astrology, which changed my perception of astrology 360 degrees. With this book, I view it in a whole new way and as a divine guidance for your soul, not only for shallow prediction. And best of all, I realize that in our birth chart, we can dig into karmic lessons we found. I'm getting chills again. We fail to learn in our past lives. And of course, we can find the answer to correct the wrong in the most beneficial way now in this current life too. I'll say something after this. We are not born sinners, but the opposite. We are born blessed karmically. South nodes are our karmic lesson, and north nodes are our divine redemption. Thank you for this book. So here I want to say, of course, I'm just going to say I've just never even dealt with sinners and stuff like that. For me, and I was very young when I picked this book up, the south node is our past lives. We are moving away from the lessons we learned in our south node. Our north node is where we are moving to in our future. So I'll explain this very quickly. What we do is we find the house that our north node is in. So if, let's say, our house of our north node is in the seventh house. So our north node, we can find what we are looking for in this life, in marriage and strong partnerships. And the planet or the sign that our house is in, let's say our sign happens to be in Sagittarius in the seventh house. And Mercury is also placed there too. So we have our North Node, we have Saturn, we have Sagittarius in there. That's pretty heavy. Sagittarius wants freedom, but our North Node is in there, which means we're here to learn about marriage. Sagittarius wants freedom, and Saturn is about lessons learned there. That's pretty loaded. So he's going to tell us all about that. And he's going to tell you how to do that and what the beauty of what you're here to learn. For me, I learned so young who I was going to grow up to be. And I couldn't believe it. I really didn't believe it. I really didn't believe it. But it turned out to be true. And he told me the things I'd have to sacrifice in order to be the person I am. And boy, did that come to be true. I have wanted to do this for you for so long. So I'm going to order this book because I can't find it. And it's going to take me a few weeks to get through it. What you would need to do is to get your chart done and to find out where your north node is placed. We could also do just your ascendant. I have that book right here, and our ascendant is just the house that is, we have our sun sign, and then we have our ascendant, which is what we show the world. And you'd still need to have a chart done to find out which that is. So if you can go to Astrodientist, which is Astrodientr. I lost my placement. I have to write it down as we do this. So here I go. Astrodientist. No, not really. But just start typing it into your browser and it's going to come up. So type in Astrodient, Astrodient, yeah, something like that. It'll come up. And if you type in your, you need to know your birth time. So you pretty much have to know that. And it'll come close. It'll give you all the placements. And if you can do that and just find your North Node, it'll tell you where it is. We can do this. And I'll do it over a two-week period. And you will learn so much about yourself. I think that'll be perfect and amazing. And if you can't, it's okay. Because you can know where you're, oh my God, I can teach you how to do this by yourself and just find out where it is that your sign is placed. We can do this. We'll find a way. So I'm going to get that book this week and we're going to start it next week and we'll take as long as we have to because this is so groundbreaking and I'm telling you, I lived my life by what this man said. He only said it once, but I mean, I never forgot it. Okay. So are we going to start our free readings? Mm-hmm. I think we are. But before I do, what I also want to say is that I feel like I dropped 20 years of my life in a good way. I feel as if 20 years of sadness, regret have gone away. And it's only because I realize that no decision that we make is ever the worst or the bad decision. And I'm going to explain it to you very quickly. We all spend time thinking, what if I had done that? And what if I had done that? And yeah, I am talking about alternate realities, which I am going to do a show on because I have my own opinions about that. But I'm not talking about that. I get so many emails from people talking about wanting to get married and have children and will I ever? And if anybody's ever heard me, they know my story about it that I never thought I would. And it was horrible for me. I was old by then and I didn't think I would ever do that. And I did. But there were other regrets in my life. And I realize now that anything that has ever happened is divine. And I mean that in the most perfect way. I am going to say to you that if you close your eyes and if you're still and just get quiet, you're going to just realize that everything you've ever needed to know or needed to do in this life was, of course, done. Why? Because this is where you're focused. I also want to say that, and this is going to sound really simple, and you're going to say, well, that's like ridiculous. And I know it sounds ridiculous, but just like we're focused on TV on a certain channel or on a radio or on an internet channel like we are right now, there are how many others? Gazillion. We are just focused on this one right now. There are so many other yous, yous, you going on in other places where you are getting all other parts that you don't realize it, but you are connecting on other levels. Did you know that when you go to sleep in other parts and other levels, you know people that have nothing to do with this life, that have nothing to do with your past lives, that have to do with only your dream state? That's how many realities there really are. I'm trying to tell you that this is just one area of choice you have made. So please understand that for this focus lifetime, which is very brief, everything that's happened has been perfection. And that's the truth. And the reason and the way I came to understand this was that when you live in denial and when you live a life that's false, it will always come up. It will always bubble up and the truth will come out. And when that truth comes out, it's beautiful. I don't care how it looks. I don't care how it comes out. It will come out pretty bad. And it might come out looking pretty ugly. But if you embrace it, it's beautiful. And you're going to ask, well, what does that mean? And what are you talking about? And what does that have to do with our emails? And I'm saying it has a lot to do with your emails. Because sometimes we ask questions about things that aren't right for us. And I'm not talking about having children or anything like that, because I'm sure that that's right for you. But maybe the question that we're asking with that is not right for us. And I think you know what I'm talking about. Some of the questions I get are asking about certain situations that you know aren't right for you. You know it. So that's what I'm saying. And if you face that truth, and it's hard to do that because it's hard and it's sad and it's heartbreaking, but once you get through that and you get to the other side, it is so freeing and so beautiful. So with that, I just want to take a 2-minute break and we'll be right back, and I'm going to start with all your readings. BBS, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Hi, everybody. You're back with Growing Up Indigo on BBS Radio Station 1. So, I'm going to start right away, and I am starting with KW. Hi, KW. K wants to know if K is ever going to contact her again. So, I am going to ask. And by the way, every single person today that I'm reading gave me all the information I needed. And of course, I'm editing. I would never, ever let it out. So, okay, Kay, I am asking for you if contact is coming. Okay, let's see. Okay, listen. Listen to what I'm getting, and we are going to talk about this for a second. So, when I asked Kay if Kay will contact, I got that Kay feels that, and I don't know whether it is long-term unhealthy situations with you and Kay, or Kay and another person, or Kay with themselves, but they're dealing with that. I also get that Kay is someone who is highly responsible and feels that they are in charge of others and has to take care of those responsibilities. Kay feels, I want to say, sort of trapped in a scenario that's impossible right now to get out of. But I do want to say that Kay dreams of contacting you and wants to very badly and feels that at this moment they are in a situation where they are not able to and feel that perhaps love cannot conquer all right now. I'm going to say that yes, Kay will contact you. Definitely. Okay, Kay? Okay, so yes to your question. My next question comes from SS. Now, SS, you know, I know that you have contacted us before a lot, right? And SS wants to ask, why am I always depressed? So here I go. I'm going to find out why. And you haven't said for how long or anything like that. So I'm just going to be able to ask why now, okay? So everyone, when I do this, I want you to know that right now I am asking psychically. I'm not going angelic. I am not asking for mediumship, as I will be in a moment. I'm just going psychically and asking why she is depressed. And I'm contacting her and her higher soul. And I want to talk about that again, about privacy and issues like that. Here I go, S. And what I seem to be feeling from you is this, that I think it's really romantic situations in the past haven't worked out for you. And you feel that, and I think this is something you want very dearly. And I feel that you feel that you want what is so normal to want. And you say to yourself, what's wrong with wanting what I want? You know, it's normal. And why shouldn't I have it? And I think you feel as if the men that you have known have been unable to give it to you, or haven't wanted to, or haven't been able to. And you feel that all you're looking for is someone to be who they say they are. And you're taking this as that this is something that you will never, ever attain. And that's not true. It's not true at all. Especially because when I look at you, I see that you, on an unconscious level, really want this. But what happens for you is that you feel that, you know, there's a part of us when so many people have come into our lives and out of our lives, and they come in, they come out, and they don't stay. And not only do they not stay, but they come in and they kind of go out in a hurtful way. We kind of end up feeling like we're the loser, and we feel worse about ourselves. And that's what's happened to you. So you are holding on tighter to your emotions, holding on control more. And I think it's harder for you to move on. It's harder for you to let go and take that chance of being a full, happy, believing woman who believes that she can have what she wants. And what you want is to get married and to enjoy your life the way you should, with a home and children and all of that. And you should have that. But you walk around feeling like it's been horrible. And I get the feeling it's not just that. You have had a really bad, difficult life. I think so. And you fought for everything you've ever had. And I just think you want a normal person that you can depend on. And it hasn't been that way. So if you can find a way to believe that it's out there for you, I think you'll be a lot less depressed. And whatever it takes to get you there, you have to try and do. I would suggest, and I know a lot of people don't really want to do this, but I would suggest you go onto hayhouse.com and look for something that resonates with you. Someone's tape, someone's book. I said tape, didn't I? There I go again. Someone's CD. Lucky I didn't say someone's 4-track, you know? So look for someone's CD, someone's book, someone's anything, and or self-talk. Just tell yourself, it's going to happen to me. And look at the messages you got in your life. Just look at your life and say, well, no wonder I feel this way. And tell yourself, write down every day gratitude things and write a list of all the things you want and deserve. And that's the way it's going to change for you. So, yes, S, I think I know why you might feel depressed, but it can change, and it will. Okay. Our next one is usually something that I will not do on the air or in email because it was a medium question. But I was printing everything out, and something happened in the mid, and it's happening more and more lately for me that my mediumship is just taking everything over. And I just saw this name, and I don't know, it was flooded and things happened. And so this is from someone by the name of NC. And she said, a very close friend of mine recently passed away. I miss him dearly. After he moved away, I became angry, pushing him away, and said some awful things to him. Lately, I have been having some strange dreams with him in them. I'm unsure if these dreams are because I have been thinking about him or he's been trying to send me some sort of messages. His name was ZBK. He was born on, she gave me the birth date. Is there a message he is trying to relay to me, or am I just going crazy with guilt after my last interaction with him? Okay, first of all, I got a slew of stuff, and I'm going to tell them in a second. But I wanted to talk about this for just a minute to everybody, because this, I get these every day. When somebody comes to you in a dream, and it's a good dream, they are definitely trying to communicate with you. And they're trying to tell you, and the reason I'm saying this is because this is what I do, and I'm talking to them every day. They are always trying to tell you if they were at fault. I'm getting chills all over, and I have to tell you, by the way, that this is my, everybody has a way of knowing when they are being connected to true spirit. Mine has been since childhood, chills all over my body. So I'm getting them right now. They are trying to tell you that they're sorry, or they forgive you, whatever it was, whoever it was. That's what they're trying to do. They're also trying to give you a message that they love you, and or a very personal message. So, and it's sometimes it's very hard for them to get that personal message to you because you don't know how to communicate with them. So the dream, try to remember how you felt in that dream, because that's the message they're trying to give you. They're also all the time trying to send you them. Look at things happening around your house. And when they talk to me, every day I'll talk to a client and I'll say, did you notice this? Did you notice that? And they go, yeah, I went here. In fact, I was just talking to somebody 2 days ago and I said, they just said squirrel. And she told me 2 instances of a squirrel. Really? That happened that day with a squirrel and we were laughing. So, you know, it's constant. They're trying to talk to you. So, I did get a lot. I also want to say that I was really surprised because the medium is not who they're coming here for. So they're not here to speak to me. They're here to speak to NC. So I really hope she's listening because it's your energy, not mine. I'm just some like blank, you know, energy kind of conduit that they're going through. And the more I remove myself, the more they're going to come through to get through to you. But you have a lot to do with that. If you are apprehensive or very in grief, and I understand that, or looking for just a specific answer, or if you only have your mind tuned on only hearing from this person and only this thing answered, we might have a problem getting them. Otherwise, you know, if you allow yourself to be open, then we're going to get whoever you want to get. And honest, I always get who you want to get. I do. And I do. I don't know why. I always get who you want. And that's because when I started doing this, I only work with the angels, and I've never had a bad experience in my life, ever. I've never had anything happened that wasn't made for your highest good and growth, because that's how I learned and that's how I do it. So let me just say to, and I'm going to read you what I got right before I came on the air, and I hope this applies. So I wrote, oh God, I hope I can do this. Yeah. I'm not getting my customary, oh, okay. This was the very beginning. No, it wasn't. Where did I do it elsewhere? Hold on just a second. Okay, I'll just read you this. I'm not getting my customary PB, which for me means picnic basket. And I'll say that later. because it wasn't full on. It was both half and half, half real, half brought on by him. So what that means for me, N, is that Z was saying to me that his death was both for him, half he had nothing to do with at all, and half he was highly aware of. He also said that, this is the second part. I wrote a lot more about this on another page. But let me go. Keep going. He said, soap. And then I was like, what? And he said, wash your hands clean. He told me that you hate looking in the mirror at yourself. And sometimes he stands behind you when you do. And then he said to say, don't worry. There's a lot of privacy inherent in that. And I want to explain this to everybody else too later on. And he says he needs to tell you how much he knows you cared and that there's a flower that you wore in your pocket that was either from him or for him. And, okay, this is nowhere near the information I got. Oh, my God. Quickly, 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 I have to find this because, and it was written down, so it's not on my oh my God, do you believe this? Okay, N, here's what we're going to have to do. You're going to have to write me at askadina@aol.com or askadina@gmail.com, and I will find it absolutely and just tell you everything else I got. And if you're on the phone, I can get a lot more. I could sit here and try to get it, but I'm not sure that I will pick up the same exact thing. And I don't even know that you're listening right now. Yes, I need you to write me. So please do. And I will give you a full reading because I got so much on him and so much about him that I know he is so close. So we're going to move on so that I can get everybody in. And the next one is from, oh my God, the next one is from someone by RB. RB wrote me and she wrote and she said, she asked me for a free reading. And you know what? I was just sitting at my desk and I wrote her and I did a free reading. And she was like, thank you. Out of all the readers, you were the only one who was true with me and everyone wanted money. And then she was out of money. And then I did it for free. And by the way, I don't want to ever hear from anybody that we bilk people out of money, because in my case, it happens the other way around. So don't want to hear it. Anyway, so she also asked me a second question. I told her I would read it. I would do it for her on my show. She sent me a picture of her and her significant other. And I have to tell you, they have, both of them, the most compassionate eyes I have ever seen in my life. I wanted to post them on my fan page. They're beautiful. So she said, I hate to bug you, Adina, but could you answer one more question? Wednesday B has a meeting that will define what our future is going to be. We stress to a max everything that can go wrong right now. Our home, everything is on the line. Can you please tell me what you feel on all of it? Now, I'm pretty sure that Wednesday came and went. However, I want to look because I just told her I would. So here I go. Wait a minute. No, because she wrote me that on the 10th, and that was yesterday. So let's go find out. Let's go see how, you know, what happens for her in the future. Okay, R? Let's see. For you and B. Okay. Okay, let's see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's had a lot go on. Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Okay. Well, I'm known for my honesty. I really am. And yeah, I've always had a problem because I do tell the truth. And I do see that things probably didn't go that well. What I do see is that you have each other. And hold on, honey. Okay. Hang on. I want to just see. Now, I think that what I'm getting, and this is true, that I'm getting immediate, very immediate situations. I want to see if I look further, what's going on. Okay. Okay. All right. So I'm looking further. Right. I know. And it has to. Okay. So what I did get, yes, I like this. This is good. So here's what I'm getting. When I go a little further, I get that there are going to be there's going to be at least an offer. I definitely think of a job, but there are going to be three guys in their mid-30s who are going to get together and form something. I'm not really sure what this is, but it looks like a business. Hold on. Now, you have a lot to do with this. So does B, because both of you have been hurt and burned. I want you to try and look at this with an open eye, okay? An open, clear mind, and see if you can get past what's gone on. There's also did you have a car issue? I think you did. There's also going to be something going on with the car. That's going to hamper it. But I'm telling you, if you make the right choice, that you are going to be able to start a new thing with these guys. Okay? I think you'll know what I'm talking about as this approaches. Okay? It's going to be better. I promise. Right now, no. I know. Sorry, honey. Okay. We're going to move on to... Okay. Someone wrote that just really got to me. And here we go. Her name is R. And yeah, she wrote about someone. She wrote that she wanted to know who had owned the site or something like that. So I wrote her and she wrote, let's see. It was very long. It was actually, okay, here we go. Hang on. She said she was in a very hard place. She kind of never wanted to be there again. And she said that, I'm just trying to find out. Here she goes. I have a very special man in my life who I believe is my soulmate. We have had an on-again, off-again relationship for the past 18 months. But he has walls up because he believes that their futures go in different directions. So he doesn't want a relationship. She wanted to know if he will bring down the walls of resistance and realize that he does actually love me, like she knows he does. And will we be together? And if so, when will this happen? The when will it happen, I don't like answering. And I'll tell people right now that it's not my forte, and I'm not interested in asking that. I will. And I will tell someone always that it's what I'm doing is based on where someone is right now. And every move we make changes that direction. And again, there are so many probabilities with everything we think. So I won't do that. I mean, I don't like it, but I will. And a lot of times I'm correct, and a lot of times I'm not correct. So really, why would I want to do that with a 50-50 chance? So I don't like to answer that. But I can always tell you what somebody's thinking right this minute. So I'm going to ask. Here I go. So now, she didn't give me this person's name, but I had felt a strong connection to her that I really didn't feel that I needed that. And here's where I want to get into privacy. And I want to get into privacy in a very big way in another show, because there's a difference between reading someone for someone's growth and for someone's knowledge, and reading someone for someone's, to give someone a higher edge, or to give someone a winning edge. And there's certainly a difference between reading someone to do what people call bringing back your lover and breaking up relationships and stuff like that, which you cannot do to someone, because how can you possibly interfere with their life plan? Think about it. That's their free will and their life plan. Hello? Can you imagine that a life plan made by them and their creator would be interfered by Miss Sylvia in New Jersey because she charges $1,000? I really want you to think about this. What sense does that make? Okay, enough. So I'm going to ask her a question. Here we go. All right. Now I'm reaching this man. Oh my God, I had a flashback. Oh, okay. I'm talking about Z. Z, he's a DJ. Oh, I'm sorry. Is he a DJ? And the name Nancy. And oh my God. He's spinning. No, he spins. Oh my God. He said Nancy has his records, like 45s. He's here. I'm sorry. Oh, I hate when this happens and I'm in the middle of something else. I'm sorry, but Z is here. Oh, you have to talk to me. And I'm so sorry, R. I'm sorry. He broke through. Okay. All right, here we go. Oh, R, is there a Peter that you know of? Maybe this is, I'm sorry, I'm getting other interference. You see what I'm talking about? This is a radio, and I'm on a different frequency now, and I had opened up to another one, so now I don't know who I'm getting. Okay, R, is this person Peter, or do you know a Peter? But I am going in to ask how this special man feels about you and what he intends and all of that. And we still have about 8 minutes, so I've got to get this. Here we go. Mm-hmm. So here's what I'm getting from this guy with you. I feel as if he doesn't want a part of his life to end. He also is very careful about what he allows into his life. He's not someone who is open. He never is. This has got nothing to do with you. This is someone who keeps himself kind of close to himself and is never open with anyone. Maybe a friend, a guy friend, but that's about it. He is also someone who is very wary of women and falling in love big time. He's the type of guy who feels as if he falls in love, and it's about women in general, it's not about you. If he falls in love, he feels as if he's going to lose all autonomy and all control, and the woman takes over. His view of women is that they are either very possessive, or they cheat, or they're not faithful, or they get angry, or they crowd in, or whatever they do that. And he's not having any of that. So, and I'm not saying he's a terrible person by any means. I'm just saying that somewhere he learned this. And that's what he feels. So he does, though, want a soulmate, just like you do. And what he's looking for is someone who is logical and smart and fun and funny, and someone who's not highly emotional, and someone who will let him be when he wants to be. Will let him, by the way, he wants to have his own life and his own things when he wants to have his own things. And he wants to be left alone when he wants to be left alone. And he does want to be, he does want a wife. Absolutely. No two ways about it. He does. And that's why I say that he definitely, and I do believe it's you, by the way. Absolutely. I believe it's you. So you're dealing with somebody that does feel that way about you, but doesn't feel that way. But he is so practical. Okay. He's practical. He is not open. He has a bad kind of view of women, not a great view of women. So he does feel that you are his soulmate. Yes. And he wants to feel that you are totally objective. He wants to feel that you don't have any claws into him. He wants to feel that you have no ties into him. He wants to feel that he's totally free. He wants to feel that one day you might get married to him. Now, that's really difficult. I don't know how long you plan on doing that, but that's what he wants. And when he's ready to start a new way of living, which he's not yet, because he's not at those places yet, that's when he'll do it. That's when he'll do it. And I think that he feels you're not on the same page. And you're probably not. He's just not going to do that. And he does, I think, feel that there are differences between your personalities. And I don't know what they are, but I just think he feels that for the large thing is for him that you both want different things right now. He doesn't want commitment. And that's the whole point. And I feel that the commitment level is not due to the fact that you're both on different wavelengths in terms of where you are in your lives. I think it's due to the fact that while he is in a different place, he also has very different, he's got issues about it. And they stem from something that happened that has nothing to do with you. So he's coming from two different places with it. And I don't know. I'm sure you know his background. And I mean, I don't, I would somehow gently, kindly, somehow say, maybe that could be it. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I would get it in there somewhere. I know I would. I would. Diplomatically, kindly. Not the way I used to do it. Like, maybe you just have mommy issues. I wouldn't do that. I've done that. So do it nicely, kindly, and gently. Like I do it now. Anyway, so with that, I will close my sweet self now. So this is Growing Up Indigo, or Indigo Growing Up. No, it's Ask Adina, something like that. It's still BBS Station 1. We will be back next week. Please go get a free chart so I can start with Martin Shulman in any way, in any book. But it's going to be amazing. I love you. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.